Nancy Pelosi thinks Americans blame oil companies for high gas prices, not Democrats. By Hannah Blow on April 28, 2022. Democrat leaders on Wednesday refused to take responsibility for the bad policies that have led to stunningly high gas prices and record-breaking inflation, proclaiming that Americans have reached a consensus, blaming oil companies for the surge in prices since President Biden took office. Democrat leaders shared their plan to address the pain families are feeling at the pump, proposing legislation to go after oil companies, as they blame them almost entirely for the current state of affairs. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, refused to cast any blame on his own party, blaming Russia and coronavirus-related supply chain issues for the high prices. Americans know that Russia's unprovoked, vicious, nasty, bitter invasion of Ukraine has led to higher prices at the pump. They know that COVID-related supply issues have caused shortages at a time when demand is skyrocketing, Schumer said, pointing to market manipulation and price gouging, which he said big oil companies are using to cash in. He later cited vague survey data, claiming that Americans place the blame on market manipulation and big oil. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, is also in denial and is publicly under the impression that Americans do not blame Democrats for high prices, either. No. I don't think the public is blaming Democrats. I think they're blaming oil companies. They will blame all of us if we don't do something about the fossil fuel industry, Pelosi told a reporter, later acting mystified when presented with the scenario of Americans holding Democrats accountable in the midterms. If the Republicans are standing in the way of the plan to free the consumer of the stranglehold of big oil, you think they're going to blame that on a Democrat? She asked. Despite their claims, survey after survey show that Americans blame Democrats and Biden for high gas prices and rampant inflation. However, the left's line of logic coincides with reports of Biden planning to dodge these looming issues by placing blame on Republicans, rather than admit that his policies, including shutting down American energy independence and continuing to print trillions and trillions of dollars, has led to the current state of affairs. Under Biden's leadership thus far, gas prices have reached record high levels. Inflation hit a 40-year high, and the U.S. gross domestic product, GDP, shrunk 1.4% in the first quarter of 2022.